So number three of our D words is desire. We've seen is different, we've seen displacement, and now we're going to look at desire. This is where he conforms you to his desire. Thomas A. Kempis wrote long time ago, "The Lord has many lovers of his crown, but few lovers of his cross." The aim is that you will embrace and love the cross, desire it in exactly the same way as he did. We ended yesterday saying that no one drifts to the top of a mountain. They don't, do they? If it's a big one, months of training precede the climb, and you need the right kit. Plimsolls won't do for your feet. Boot camp, getting that body under, and the mind too. Mountain climbing is as much about mental stamina as physical. No cross, no crown. Who said that? I'll have the crown, not so sure about the cross bit though, we say. But if we let the Holy Spirit have his way with us, we find that our language begins to change. Our prayer life changes from gimme, gimme, gimme to asking for something completely different. We now see that what we need to ask for are three wounds: the wound of contrition, the wound of compassion, and the wound of seeking after God. Our focus has shifted from us and our needs to his agenda and his desire. The Lord not only desires to save us, but once saved, he then seeks to train us for eternity with himself. There's a difference, beloved, between being saved by him and being trained by him for our life with him in eternity. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It comes to us not by our works or striving, but by the faith that he gives us, Ephesians 2:8. But being trained by the Lord isn't free. It comes with a price. It costs us to forgive, and it costs us to love. It costs us to deny ourselves, and it costs us to put aside lesser goals to follow him. Salvation is a gift, but if we want to be like him and enroll in the school of the Spirit, we must accept the invitation to be fully trained, Luke 6:40, because it's the path to maturity. So the question comes again, how much of him do you really, really want? Only you can answer that one. To help you, please keep in mind, you are his treasure, a holy nation, his people, the people of his power, the people of his passion, the people of his heart, the people of his affection. You are more glorious than you know, stronger than you look, more brilliant than you can imagine. This is your identity. This is who you are. Do not permit anybody to talk you out of it or talk you down from that high place, that high calling. You're in Christ. You are astonishing, and at the very least you are wonderful, his marvellous darling. That might help you in your decision making, to know just how he sees you. His desire is towards you. Song of Songs 7:10.